I'm working mainly with clients approaching retirement and in retirement, but for a lot of people on the threshold of retirement, they're in their highest earning years. And there's a lot of talk about the tax code expiring this year and the taxes going up next year. Having that tax deferral piece for money that we might not be spending today, but spending in the future, I think is just incredibly powerful here as we have that uncertainty around the tax code next year as well.
Hear how this breakaway firm used DPL's tools and technology to make the transition to independence. You're listening to Advisor Revelations.
Welcome, everyone, to the Advisor Revelations podcast. I am Ross McGoodwin, a regional VP of member success at DPL Financial Partners. Today, we'll be discussing leveraging advisory annuities for principal protection. I would like to introduce our guest, Brennan Decima, who is with Decima Wealth Consulting, a part of Cinch Advisory Group. Brennan, thanks for joining the podcast.
Hey, thank you, Ross. Really excited to be here. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really looking forward to diving into a really timely conversation right now with all the market volatility and what's changing across the annuity landscape. Before we start our discussion today, I want to remind our listeners to please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite streaming app for updates. If anything we talk about today interests you, be sure to connect with a DPL consultant on our website, which is dplfp.com. All right, Brennan, before we dive in, I'd love for you to share some of your background for the listeners. Understand that you're still pretty new to Cinch Advisory Group and your new firm there, but love to hear about your background as an advisor, your journey that you took across the last few years, and some quick background as to how you've looked at the annuity space historically.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been in the industry since 2008. I started the financial services industry right as the Great Recession and world was melting down in 2008. So the importance of protection in plans is nothing new to me. I left Fidelity in January of this year to start my own company, Decima Wealth Consulting. I partner with Cinch Advisors as an RIA for custody and technology. But really, my focus for the bulk of my career was working with executives either approaching retirement or in retirement, build cash flow plans and protection strategies for their nest egg. So part of the reason I created Decima Wealth Consulting was so I could be a fiduciary and so I could really personalize those plans to each and every customer individually. So annuities have always been something that I believe play a critical role in successful retirement plans.
Yeah, that's great. It's fantastic to hear that you, of course, partner with Cinch, who's been a member of DPL for the last few years and works with advisors with a lot of different backgrounds. But the consistent thing is that advisors want to maybe grow that fiduciary model and certainly grow fee-only AUM over time in the process. But with your background at Fidelity, you're certainly not new to annuities. There are a lot of firms that partner with DPL who are brand new to annuities, but maybe they've been RA for a long time. You have a bit of a different path compared to those advisors. So what did you learn through your experience at Fidelity in the annuity space? And maybe what makes you unique in your approach maybe versus the traditional advisor?
As I've worked with clients over the years, I think one theme that I've seen along the way is that when you're working, you know, you really are just putting money aside and you're told to dollar cost average and throw it in the market and it'll grow and the future is down the road and just keep saving, 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 invest, invest, invest. And then as we get closer to retirement, if everything has gone well, that nest egg has reached a critical mass, which hopefully is enough to support retirement. And when we're working, most people really have four components to their financial picture. They've got a paycheck paying the bills. They've got an emergency fund for surprises. Maybe they have a bonus. And then they have the 401k or the IRA for the future. And then in retirement, we're tasked with taking that nest egg and having it do all four of those responsibilities. So that can be incredibly stressful when we have markets like we're having right now. If everything is in the market and in that growth bucket and it's losing 20% in a two-week span, it really can have you start second-guessing the feasibility of retirement. So in my opinion, having that component to either protect principal or protect income or have some type of transfer of risk allows clients to sleep at night. It gives them the peace of mind that, hey, we do have a contingency plan. Not everything is tied to the short-term fluctuations of the market, and just allows people to navigate and weather the storm a little bit more confidently. So yeah, I think it's part of any successful plan is to define risk and figure out how to get through it in a way that gives you peace of mind.
That's great. And yeah, you mentioned what's going on in the market year to date. Sequence return risk is a real issue. And we can do our best to try to time retirement at the best possible time, but markets can be unpredictable. And those first 5 years, right before and after retirement, are really critical. They typically have a really big impact on the Monte Carlo score for probability of success in retirement plans and financial planning software, or for really dictating how comfortable you may be in retirement. So it makes total sense that you've seen annuities maybe as a way to combat some of those risks and maybe have a smoother ride entering retirement. So with all the market volatility, we've partnered on a few situations where we've looked at liquid fixed index annuities that are able to completely eliminate downside risk while still providing interesting upside, maybe linked to the market. How have clients reacted the last few months who maybe did take action before things really got crazy? Has that been a much easier conversation? What's been the reaction recently?
Yeah, I think you nailed it with sequence of return risk. When everything's going well and the market's booming, you know, people tend to just tune out. They're not looking at everything. Everything's going well. They're not tuned in. And when the market's burning down, unfortunately, it's just natural instinct to tune in much more frequently, and the concern and the stress really builds up. So when we think about ways to put together a plan and we talk about risk, we really want to protect in a way that meets our clients where they are. And there's a couple different ways that we can do that. We can completely avoid risk, right? We can just sit out of the market. We can have a fixed rate, right? And that's fine. A lot of these products offer a fixed interest rate. We can reduce risk, you know, and find something where it's a little bit less exposure, a little bit different volatility than they have, or we can transfer risk. And that's really where these indexed annuities come in, is it allows people to potentially have a little bit more upside than bonds. And bonds, you know, in the current market have been equally as volatile as the stock market.
Right. Yep.
So if we're looking for ways to protect and transfer that risk, a lot of my clients really like the idea of, hey, I can't walk away with less than what I started with, but I potentially can get a little bit more return, especially with high inflation, not having that treasury exposure at 4%, but maybe potentially getting 8, 9, 10, 12% with these indexed annuities, but knowing that they're not going to walk away with less than they started with. It just gives a lot of people confidence to take risk that they maybe wouldn't have had the ability to ride out in a non-protected scenario. So to me, it's just a great way to say, hey, we want inflation protection, we want growth, but we don't want to be tuned into the news and the market and the statements day in and day out. This is a way where they know, hey, it doesn't really matter what happens day to day. I have that upside potential over the long run.
Yeah, it's definitely difficult fielding those calls every day once the market has been getting crazy, makes it a little tougher. So being able to ease some of those concerns, I think, is really valuable, not only for the portfolio strength, but just psychologically. Those are really important benefits. And then you mentioned the volatility of bonds. I mean, we're only a few years removed from where bonds were down double digits. And that's what's supposed to be your protected part of the portfolio. So that really blows up some of the plans or some of the path that you're on when you're now having to scramble to make up even the losses on the bond portfolio. So that's where fixed index annuities can eliminate the left side of returns, like to think about it. You're only going to experience the right side of returns. And I think that's really valuable. Now, with your transition to the RIA space and working with Singe, which gives you a platform of a lot of resources and partners and a roll-up RIA, we like to call it. It did help you get introduced to the first time to some of the changes with advisory annuities and, of course, our platform. What stood out to you when you started working with DPL that's maybe different versus how you used annuities in the past for advisors who are maybe still new to the idea or maybe never seen commission-free annuities?
Yeah, so I would say when I started my own fiduciary-focused business, I was a little bit confused and concerned about how the annuity conversation would fit in, because one of the biggest stigmas with annuities is the agent, you know, is the one coming out ahead. It's these historically high commission solutions. To become a fiduciary, I relinquished my broker-dealer license so I could be a true fiduciary where there's not an incentive to do one product or another product. So Senge introduced me to DPL, which allowed me to do fee-based annuities. So there is no difference whether it's in, you know, a managed money solution or an annuity for my compensation. It's truly whatever is best for the client, which allows clients to sleep a little bit easier at night. They know it's in their best interest. It allows me to feel extremely confident saying, hey, these are the different ways we can create income, or these are the different ways we can protect. What works best for you? It doesn't change my bottom line. So it's just been an incredibly seamless transition. And I'm really excited about the partnership. It's eliminated a lot of that concern and stigma that I had and that clients have had about the annuity industry in general.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And I hear from a lot of advisors when they make that switch, you know, that they really convinced, hey, this makes a ton of sense for my business in the long term. I'm really excited about it, taking that fiduciary approach. But there's a bit of a question mark. You know, how can I continue to offer annuities? What's going to change about the day-to-day? Can I still even offer them? So really glad that we were able to continue providing some of those strategies, but now with a different lens, you know, of course, through the fee-only space. And you mentioned having that levelized playing field from a compensation standpoint. That's extremely important. That way, the client really can just make a decision on what's best for them. And they don't have to wonder, well, are you going to get paid more for the annuity solution or less? There have been RIAs who have just at times utilized annuities and just preferred it out, or maybe they've decided they're not going to charge on it. So definitely think it's important to, if you can, charge the same on both sides. That way, the right solution will win out at the end of the day. And another thing that's, of course, different is that with some of the advisory annuities, rates, liquidity can improve. Were clients surprised to know that they can get access to a guaranteed protected solution and also not have to worry about, you know, a 10-year surrender? Did that change the conversation as well?
I think as the headlines have shown, the world economy seems to be changing so rapidly. So it becomes incredibly tough for a lot of people to commit for very long periods of time because they don't know what inflation will be. They don't know what rates will be. They don't know what the tax code will be. So having these much more client-friendly terms on when they can access money just gives investors the peace of mind that, hey, if their situation changes or if the world changes, they're not stuck in something for, you know, 10, 14 years before they can access it. So yeah, it's given an incredible peace of mind to me, both as an advisor and the client as we're building these retirement plans.
Yeah, it's super important just to be able to have the access and flexibility to the points you mentioned. You know, another element to our partnership is that we, of course, are here to provide you tools and technology to save you time. And that includes helping find the right strategy. But then from a new business process standpoint, we want to keep your time commitment as little as possible, which I know for a lot of people who've worked in the annuity industry, they associate a lot of time commitment to getting everything done. So with our technology, we've recently launched an Apply Now feature, which I know you've checked out. We, of course, try to take on the brunt of all the paperwork. How has that been different maybe versus historically how you've done business?
Yeah, so I think there's really two major advantages. So the first is I'm located in St. Pete, Florida, but I've got clients all over the state and then all over the country, really. So paper applications are just very challenging for me because I'm not sitting face-to-face with most of the people I work with. So having that tool online to pre-fill the application, send them an easy-to-sign digital application makes it really easy for me as an advisor, but it's also really easy for the client as well. And then the second thing is there's so many different companies with so many different solutions that it's incredibly difficult as an investor or an advisor to go to all of these different companies to see what's out there. So DPL really has just a great tool that allows me to put in, hey, what is the client looking for? Is it protected income or protected growth or a fixed rate? And then it sorts the different products and solutions that might fit for that client's, you know, goals and situation. And that way we can just present them all to the client and say, hey, what are the best terms for you and your situation? So it just saves so much time for the client, so much time for the advisor, and makes it a really easy user interface where we can put them all up on the screen and compare and just see the pros and cons of each solution and how they work for the client.
No, that's fantastic. I'm really glad to hear you're embracing our technology. You know, that's why we built it, so that advisors use it. And there are probably a lot of listeners who maybe work with DPL and maybe aren't using the technology as much as you have, even though we've only partnered so far for, you know, just a few months. So definitely encourage everyone to check out the Explore Annuities by Gold tool, which is available at dplfp.com. So a great place to start if you just have an idea and you want to narrow down your search to find the right strategy. So moving forward, we know there's been a lot of volatility, a lot of uncertainty economically with different political views. There's a lot of different viewpoints out there, and I'm sure you're getting a lot of different questions from clients. For the rest of this year and beyond, I know we've looked at some fully protected solutions, but what do you think moving forward is going to be an interesting opportunity with annuities? Is there something you have your eye on from a market volatility standpoint, an income standpoint? What do you think is maybe going to be the biggest area of opportunity if we look out maybe the next 12, 18 months?
Yeah, so I think a couple of things. You know, one, you know, almost everyone I know insures their house and insures their car, and their nest eggs are worth considerably more than their car or their house. Making sure that we have decades of hard work protected and insured, I think, is critical. Transferring some of that risk of the unknown to a third party, I think, is prudent. But I think as we, you know, and we've seen it with some of the headlines here this week, there's, you know, a lot of pressure on the Fed to lower rates. There's been the talk of the economy slowing and what that might do for rates. So having something where we can lock in protected rates for income and have much more certainty with our cash flow allows clients to live the lifestyle they want to live, where it's not day to day, what's the rates doing today for bonds or for CDs or for cash? They know what their cash flow is going to be. So I think that's going to be a much bigger theme here over the next 12 to 18 months. And then the other thing is just we've had historically high volatility the last couple of weeks.
Yes, absolutely.
And if we're new into retirement, that's a really stressful scenario to start retirement with sequence of returns. You know, most people don't want to create quicksand where the portfolio's down and instead of paychecks going in, we're now pulling paychecks out. So having something that blunts the volatility a little bit, you know, protects them against that quicksand, something a little bit more protected, growth oriented, I really feel is just in high demand right now, because volatility, we might have been able to handle it when we're 10, 15 years away from retirement. But most of the people I work with, people that had never called in about market volatility in 2022 or 2020,
yep.
They're now calling me. And the main difference is they're not working. So having something that allows them to sleep at night, I think, is critical. So that protected growth and that certainty around the income stream, I think, are the two big themes over the next 12 to 18 months. And then the other thing, and this is a little bit, I'm working mainly with clients approaching retirement and in retirement, but for a lot of people on the threshold of retirement, they're in their highest earning years. And there's a lot of talk about the tax code expiring this year and the taxes going up next year. Having that tax deferral piece for money that we might not be spending today, but spending in the future, I think is just incredibly powerful here as we have that uncertainty around the tax code next year as well.
Yeah, those are all great highlights. And I think super helpful to see how you're visualizing it for advisors listening and for myself, just, you know, thinking about where your mindset's at, because I'm sure there's many other advisors who share that exact same sentiment. But decumulation is just so much more complicated than accumulation, as you've been talking about. You know, once you stop working and now you're drawn down the portfolio, there's a lot of stress that can be involved with when we pull from certain assets. And, you know, I think clients that don't have pensions, that maybe don't have that many guaranteed sources to produce income, it creates a lot of stress and uncertainty. So no matter a client's net worth, there could be value in just carving off a little more of that day-to-day, year-by-year, non-discretionary spending and building that in with an annuity. That way, they can really take the handcuffs off the rest of the portfolio and other discretionary spending needs to let you maybe generate income there. So from the rest of the portfolio. So I think that's a great way to think about it. And I think to your point, it's only going to continue to be a bigger talking point as we go forward.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. What else would you like to share in terms of, you know, how technology has played a role to your business? You know, it can be across annuities, but even the rest of your business. You know, we're always trying to focus on, you know, what platforms are you using to better integrate with clients day to day? And ultimately, as we've been talking about, to save time. So anything else that you've been focused on to help relieve some of your day-to-day and be more efficient with your time?
Yeah, so I would say the two tools that I use to partner with DPLs, the first is eMoney. And eMoney really allows me to see the most efficient way to solve for that gap in income or model that risk that a client has and show how an annuity can help limit some of that sequence of return risk. So eMoney is a great way to really illustrate the risk a client is taking and how the cash flow is going to be generated. And then the other tool that I'm using is HolistaPlan, which really helps look at the tax efficiency a client has. So for a lot of clients, they've been told to just, you know, leave their IRA alone forever, defer forever, drain down their taxable account first. HolistaPlan really looks at, hey, what income need are we going to have in retirement? And then what's the most tax efficient way to generate that based off your bracket? So both of those tools just save me a ton of time on the calculator and in the Excel spreadsheets. And then the other tool that I'm using, which I absolutely love, is Jump, which is an AI tool for note-taking that just makes sure that I'm hearing everything a client is saying. It's just a really easy way to reference back what was important to the client so I don't forget anything. It catches all.
Yeah, no, AI is super helpful. We are utilizing that within our organization as well with a service called Gong. But even our annuity comparison calculator now, you can upload a statement or even take a picture of a statement if you want to see a proposal versus our platform, and it will read the statement and pre-fill a lot of the information. So really excited about all the capabilities across the entire industry that are now possible that ultimately, as we've been talking about, save you time, help you be more efficient, and help you spend more time with clients, which is, I know where you want to be spending your time and not on the non-revenue producing activities that seem to always take up the most time.
It's interesting you mentioned that because the comparison tool, there's so many annuities that we're seeing here that clients bought back in the period of 0% interest rates.
Yeah.
So it's just a really good opportunity to make sure that what was the right fit is still the best rate and the best solution for them today. Between that and the fixed income calculator that you have where I can compare and contrast, here's your bond holdings, here's the annuity alternative. It just lets clients make a much more informed choice without me worrying about, am I getting it right on a calculator or Excel spreadsheet? So really powerful tools.
Brendan, really appreciate your time today. I thought this was fantastic. Anything else you'd like to part with in terms of any other takeaways, viewpoints, anything else that may be helpful just to wrap things up?
I really appreciate the opportunity, Ross. Protection is always a big piece in any retirement plan, and you and DPL have really put together a platform that allows clients to have the peace of mind to protect and make advisors feel good about suggesting that as part of the plan. So thank you for the partnership. And I really, really appreciate everything you do for clients and advisors.
Thank you. I appreciate you and all of Senge being great partners and really excited for how we've been able to partner with you so far, help clients. But I think we're just scratching the surface and there's so much more opportunity out there for this to grow. So really excited about it. Appreciate you sharing your experience and your time. And I think it'll be super helpful for advisors to hear about this. So really appreciate it. Just to wrap things up here today, I want to, again, thank Brendan Decima from Decima Wealth Consulting for joining us. And thank you for being a great partner. Thank you for joining this episode of the podcast and really looking forward to hearing what some listeners, of course, I have to say as well. If you, of course, like to reach out to DPL and learn more, please check us out at dplfp.com. Register. You can connect with a consultant straight from our website. And please subscribe to more episodes wherever you get your podcasts. Brendan, thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Ross.
Thanks for listening. To hear more advisor revelations, go to dplfp.com and subscribe on your favorite podcast streaming app.